Well, we start by returning to the Prime Minister's prizes from last week, beginning with our new Minister, Karen Andrews. She said this to launch the event.
Now, I'm actually a STEM graduate myself. I'm a mechanical engineer. And you can answer this for yourself. In my position, I can say I'm a politician or I can say I'm a mechanical engineer. Which one's going to give me the biggest credibility? So depending on my audience, I'm actually very happy to talk about engineering. And look, engineering is in my blood. I loved maths in particular at school. It was my strength over science, but I still enjoyed sciences as well. I will always be an engineer no matter what my job actually is. So I'm delighted to be Australia's Science Minister and to be here tonight to celebrate all the great achievements. But we need to inspire young people about what the opportunities for their future are. Now, you would all be very well aware that we have a space agency here in Australia, and the space industry offers enormous potential for us. Currently, it is worth about $3.9 billion to our economy and employs about 10,000 people. As a government, the Coalition is looking to build that by 2030 to an industry worth about $12 billion, employing 20,000 people. We have enormous opportunities in space to build our economy, but we also have the opportunity to use space industry to inspire our young people about the future of jobs. Now, a couple of years ago, I took my daughters, I have three daughters, I took them to the United States. They were keen for me to become Mother of the Year and take them to Harry Potter World. I said, I will take you to Harry Potter World, but you'll need to do what I want to do, and that is go to the Kennedy Space Center. They had lunch with one of the astronauts at the Space Center, and by the end of the day, it opened their eyes to the future and they were space converts. What I want to do is make sure that every young person has the opportunity to have their eyes open to space, to astronomy, to all of the great things that we are doing in science across so many different areas, in physics, in the biological sciences. To do that, I need your help and your support. So I need you to go out and talk to people about the work that you do, your jobs, to inspire the next generation of scientists and to make sure that we continue to kick goals and continue to show the rest of the world that we have a world-leading science community. Thank you so much for allowing me to be part of your night.
Thank you, Minister.
Science Minister Karen Andrews at Parliament House in Canberra. And on Monday this week, it was revealed that our R&D budget has been cut by 8% or $800 million. And next week, I shall talk to the Minister with Professor Emma Johnston, President of Science and Technology Australia, about prospects for science, given our plunging resources. And so do the science teachers recognised by the Prime Minister. Fred Watson introduces the primary winner.
Warrigal Road State School is a large primary school in Brisbane with more than 1,300 students, and they come from 54 cultures. English is a second language for 60% of them, and there's also a cohort of hearing impaired children. Our prize winner tonight is the lead science teacher at the school. He believes that science teaching in primary schools is easy. You can engage them with simple, inexpensive experiments that are also a lot of fun. But he also knows that many primary teachers are anxious about teaching science, so he simply mentored his fellow teachers. And now, all of the school's 50-plus teachers actively teach science in their classes, with other schools now picking up on those ideas and programs. Fantastic. So, for creating an environment in which every teacher is engaged in science, the $50,000 Prime Minister's Prize for Excellence in Science Teaching in Primary Schools goes to Mr. Brett Crawford.
First of all, congratulations, a wonderful achievement.
Thank you very much.
Secondly, it says everyone can be a teacher in your school, including the kids. How come?
Well, because everybody loves science. Kids love science because it's all about finding out how the world works and playing with the really cool toys, which is exactly where kids are. Most of my work is working with the teachers and getting them to stop being fearful of science.
How young do the kids go in primary school where you teach?
The prep kids are usually about age 5 or 6, And then we've got our Year 6 students that are up to age 11 and 12.
And do the really young ones know it's science, or do they think it's just frogs and bangs and stinks and so on?
Well, if you think about it, a lot of science is play. It's observation and looking at how the world is. And yes, those prep kids can do that. One of the things I teach them is everybody will tell you to think first, but I'm going to tell you to observe first and then think. And that's laying the foundation for where they go from there.
And what sort of things do they do?
Well, they're doing things like starting to understand what forces are, what pushes and pulls are, what living things are, the way the weather works, and the tapestry of the science curriculum builds up and up and up through the school.
Do the numbers come in naturally, you know, the mathematics and the various things which are necessary but maybe a little bit awkward if you don't fancy?
There has been a tendency to separate science and maths, but what we do at Warrigal Road is maths as the meaningful use of science. And you can only get kids to graph the popular flavour of ice cream so many times when we all know it's chocolate. But if they're graphing information for how to get a rocket to fly the furthest distance across the oval, then you'll have trouble dragging them off to lunchtimes.
This sort of excitement, harnessing that, would turn around Australia. How long would it take?
I think science is really bettering yourself. What we try to do is better our students through science, and certainly the Year 6 students that we've got at Warrigal Road, where 90% of them are getting C's or better in science and 50% of them are getting A's and B's, there is the potential for those students in 6 or 7 years to be going into universities, leading the STEM charge. But even for the ones that don't go into a science profession, it's still helping them to make better decisions.
That's the point, isn't it?
It is. It's getting people to make better decisions, be better citizens, make a better Australia. That is where I really see the value of science education.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And in his acceptance speech, Brett Crawford told how far he'd come. And he responded at the end to ScoMo's speech, which referred several times to belief and magic. Just listen.
Thank you, Prime Minister, Minister, and distinguished guests. The man who couldn't do physics or chemistry in high school because he ditched his maths homework to read Lord of the Rings. And on the first attempt was thrown out of teacher training college because he was just hopeless. Stands up and receives an award for science teaching. Okay, but clearly some people helped me to get here. I would like to say thank you to Kerry Kitzelman and the people at Griffith University at the Gold Coast for helping me to appreciate and effectively use the primary connections units of the wonderful Australian Academy of Science. I also have to pay tribute to our heads of curriculum at Warrigal Road State School, Jana O'Sullivan, Christopher Fowler, and Melissa Lowe, to our deputy principal in charge of science, who is here with us tonight, Tyrone Bruce, and of course, our principal, Di Carter, who is also here, who believes in developing the capacity of all of her teachers, and who had the vision years ago to invest in science education, even though it's not on NAPLAN. I also need to say thank you to my children for co-starring in the videos I make with my alter ego, Professor Zacchaeus, and of course my beautiful wife, Kathleen, for her enduring faith in me despite all of my eccentricities. Some people just watch The Big Bang Theory, but Kathy gets to live it. Science leads the way. Test impartially, review the evidence without bias, and make good decisions. That is something for every Australian every day. When you look at it that way, if science is a human endeavour, then I see science education as a humane endeavour. Now, working with the kids is easy. My job is mostly to work with the teachers because many of them have become fearful of science. And my role is to go into the classroom and show them that quality science teaching is possible for them in their classroom, teaching that is engaging and fun and gets the results. Because I am only one guy, talented perhaps, good looking, my wife thinks so, but only one guy. But now I am one guy at a school with 150 Year 6 students where 90% of them get a C or better in science, 50% of them get A's or B's, and our high school colleagues are coming to us and asking us, how do we do it? Thank you. And I just want to say, it's not a trick. Every school in Australia can have what we have with those well-trained teachers, helping students to better themselves through science so that they go into our society and they are developing that new technology, but they are also making better decisions, being better citizens, and creating a better Australia. And we can have it. Mr. Prime Minister, we can have it. I have seen it there in the eyes of those 5 and 6 year old students. We can have it, it is real, and with those teachers, it is achievable. Because it's not magic, it's... Thank you very much.
Not magic, Prime Minister, it's science. Brett Crawford from Warrigal Road School in Queensland. Next, the Secondary School Award.
Well, Cessnock in New South Wales was traditionally a mining town, but today the high-value jobs in the Hunter Valley region are in agriculture and increasingly in aerospace. Now, through the Cessnock Academy of STEM Excellence, a partnership between the Cessnock High School, its feeder primary schools, and local industries, students are starting to understand how they can participate in this new economy. So students, some of whom may be struggling with numeracy, are catching up with the help of robotics. Mentored by Boeing engineers, a team of Indigenous girls are making and racing Formula One model cars, which is very cool. And the number of students signing up for STEM subjects is growing. In fact, New South Wales Education is now rolling out similar programs in other regional centres. So for his leadership in successful initiatives such as these, it's the $50,000 Prime Minister's Prize for Excellence in Science Teaching in Secondary Schools going to Dr. Scott Sleep.
Teaching is tricky. You've got a curriculum you've got to adhere to. You've got parents who need to be pleased. What have you carved out that's made such a difference?
I've sort of broken the mould a little bit. I've developed my own curriculum that actually integrates the different aspects of what we say STEM. So the curriculum that we developed is about working on real-world projects, engineering, technology projects, and surrounding the science and mathematics to make it real for the students. So bringing in industry partners, making the community involved, developing skill sets in the teachers so that they're able to engage and inspire young people with real world activities has been the real successful part of what I've done.
Does that leave the conventional curriculum behind, or does it come along naturally anyway?
Well, I think it's very important that a traditional curriculum is there. So explicit teaching in math and science. But to tie that together, to make it real, by using project and inquiry-based techniques, so they understand why they did that in science and why they did that in mathematics and how it applies to the real world and to the workforce of the future.
And tell me some of the things the high school kids say. How do they react to what you're doing with them?
Oh, look, an example of when I came to the school, we had students that we struggled to get them into class. Now we've got students that are staying in at lunchtime and don't want to go to other subjects because they're so engaged in being involved in different activities. Like, we get them involved in competitions. So we're working on electric bikes at the moment. So these kids design and build and race an electric bike. Now, sitting in classroom going through a textbook, completing clothes exercises is not really engaging for kids, but getting them out, showing them what's the science and the engineering, the technology and the mathematics that's required for that program really engages them and they want to be involved.
Scott, what gave you the confidence to experiment like this and to achieve what you have?
I was a very traditional teacher. I'm an engineering teacher and I was very much up the front and just explaining stuff like a lecturer. I was quite successful with that. But what I found is I couldn't get those kids to that next level. And the students that actually were successful, I found, learnt more outside of the classroom than what they're learning inside of the classroom. So what I realised is I had to bring those outside influences in. And when that occurs, the students want to learn. And in fact, they learn in spite of you in a lot of cases because they want that thirst for wanting to learn more. And all I have to do is point them in the right direction.
So what would be your advice to your colleagues in other secondary schools around Australia to try this line?
The outcomes are so much better. The depth of learning, the engagement is great. get some professional development, trial things, start small, and then build, and then success will come.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Scott Sleap from Cessnock, New South Wales, with the Secondary School Teaching Prize and an inspiration for every school around Australia. Next week, finally, the Main Innovation Prize and the Finisar team making the internet swifter and more connected.